Good evening. God damn it.
You started yelling at the listeners before you even finished.
I wasn't yelling at them. I got caught. My headphones got caught as I was turning my head.
That's what you say now.
Well, hey, good evening, everybody. What an awful intro.
Good. God damn it.
It's like Joe waking up.
He's not even here to,
I know.
To join in the cursing that festivities.
That was terrible, but I'm sure you know by now you're listening to Davin's Dad.
They expect terrible.
They shall get it. Yeah. Davin's Den, the show that's better than falling out of a moving vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
We're better than that.
Oh, man.
Number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm with Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Davin Rosenblatt.
Yes, you are.
I still am. Joe will be here soon.
Yes.
We're waiting for Joe. Joe, get your ass here.
Waiting for Kong.
Joe, get that sweet ass here. Sure, he's doing his best. On tonight's show, we will talk about a wayward trucker. And no, it's not Trucker Tom.
A different wayward trucker than you're used to us speaking about.
A trucker that's wayward in a different way than our own Trucker Tom
mm-hmm.
is.
Yes.
A drunken Polish metal band.
Yeah.
You like that story?
I love the story. I can't wait for us to talk about it.
Okay.
To the people.
Of course, we go back to Africa to talk to my ex-scammer girlfriend, Belinda.
Can't believe it.
So it's always good when, you know what? Sometimes you got to come back and save a show. Happens on television.
Yeah. I know, you know, but I wasn't really expecting, restarting. I see what you're saying. Like, every once in a while, people write a petition and say, no, you have to bring it back on the air. I'm hooked on my stories.
Give her the $6 million a show she asked for. Damn it.
Yeah,
she's
really
worth it.
Oh, I know.
So we got Belinda back, which is always exciting.
I like that.
And, of course, the March of the Insanity of Ann Jackson.
Now, does she conquer Poland? That's all I want to know.
She conquers a Polish metal band.
That's a theme.
It is a theme. I just have to... So what's going on with you?
Well, you know, this weekend I went away with my girlfriends. We always go away President's Weekend. And we
don't want to stay home for the big mattress sale?
No. You know what is really strange, though, is that every once in a while Valentine's Day rolls around and falls on this President's Weekend. And I completely forgot about it this year. And
forgot about Valentine's Day?
Well, I know Valentine's Day is always the 14th, but I just for some reason didn't remember that the 14th was part of President's Weekend because it seems to come later in the month.
Well, you know what? You got to love your presidents. That's what I always think.
Well, you know, I don't conflate Valentine's Day with presidents exactly, except for President Helix.
Well, no, I mean, listen, if you're going to have a good Valentine's Day, very often it's going to cost you a lot of dead presidents.
Yes. Well, you know, Mr. Helix and I are not romantic in that respect.
Or in any other respect. But
no, in some.
Really? Give us a little bit of romance at the Helix house. Does it start with scooting the cat off the bed?
Who wants them to leave?
Oh, all right. All right. I like this image. All right. This is very good. Continue.
Gather around, kids. No, they don't want to watch that. What do we do that's romantic? I
don't know. I'm not there, thank goodness.
No, I think that our wedding was romantic, even though we were dressed like
But that's a wedding.
Yeah.
No. You've been married a few years.
Yes, we have been.
Give us some romance. A little romance in the Helix house.
I think romantic that we're nice to each other. You know, I mean,
common decency passes for romance in the Helix house. Well, you don't burp at each other aggressively.
No. But
passive aggressively.
Well, I don't know what all that kind of ridiculous fake romance that people do. Like, let me buy long stem roses
on
Valentine's Day.
All right, let's break it down. Hand holding.
Yes, we do that. No. Not so much.
Not when jumping out of a plane, but in ordinary life.
No, we'll do that, especially while we're watching The Walking Dead.
Because you're scared.
Yes, we will occasionally hold hands.
All right, that's romantic.
Yes, we sit on the couch together and watch a movie. Well, you know,
well, that's
we're
not
cuddling.
Romantic. That's married.
Yeah,
that's not romantic.
Yeah, but we're not like that ridiculous kind of.
All right. There's one piece of chocolate cake left.
He'll leave it for me.
That's a gentleman. That's a little romantic. Will you leave the cake for him?
Yes.
See, I will leave the cake for my wife.
Okay.
She will not leave it for me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, now granted, she probably cooked the cake.
Yes.
But he's like, I'll leave something for somebody else.
Yes, we'll sometimes both be eyeballing the last good thing, like if there was, mm-hmm. like a cake, the last piece, or if there's a box of chocolates, the last chocolate. We'll both leave it for the other person, and then finally we'll have the conversation, are you going to have it or not?
Well, but then it's stale, like, damn it, nobody had it.
Do you know how many times we've thrown out the stale piece?
Yeah, courtesy will kill you.
Yes, it does. It's like, well, you know, one time, Mr. Helix, when he was young, he got a box of Boston... I think they were called Boston Beans. They were a candy.
Yeah, I know what they are.
Okay, and he kept them...
Now they're covered in snow.
No, he was he was always the sort of kid that would save it for later.
Okay.
And so he put the candy in the drawer. And by the time he took the candy out of the drawer and figured that he was good enough and worthy enough to have that candy,
mm-hmm.
it was all green and moldy.
I used to do that with gum. I had a big jar of gum.
Really?
Hubba Bubba, Bubblicious, like watermelon, all that good stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would save it, and then by the time I'd get around to get it, was hard and useless.
Right.
Kind of like
Wait
me.
A minute. I was just hard and useless.
Although if it's hard, it's really not useless.
Yeah, no, those two things don't go together.
Sure they do.
No?
Sure you do. You could always be hard, and nobody wants it, and then it's useless.
That's true.
Exactly.
I've never been in that position.
Well, no, you are like Handy Manny. You will find a use for it.
Yes.
There is a problem. And you will make sure that that hard object fixes it.
Yes, sure. Absolutely. Okay. Usually does.
Don't know if that's romantic or not, but...
I don't know. It could be.
All right, so give me some more romance in the Helix house.
I'm trying to think of things that...
It's hard to be... And I've been married forever and been with her forever.
Yeah.
So I guess leaving the room when you have to fart, I guess that's,
yes.
that's romance.
we are not in the same room farters. If it happens,
now how big
it's
is your house? Because sometimes you think there's a safe enough distance, and no, it echoed. And you go, you know what? I need to put more pictures up on the walls
no.
to cover that up.
If you're a few rooms away and you hear it, then that's on you. But if
that's on you. Turn up the TV, stupid. I got gas over here.
I did my best to get out of the room. I did my best to be courteous. But what you overhear a couple rooms away, you know.
How are you? So like two rooms away.
Two rooms away, there's not much else I can do. That's what I did for you. But
romance, baby.
But we have two bathrooms, so we can keep the romance in our lives.
What does that mean?
Well, you know what? If you have one bathroom, there's probably a lot more having to know more about people's bodily functions than you really want to know.
So what, is like do you put like police tape around the other one so the other one never goes in there?
No, but we have a tendency to use one or the other. I tend to use the one in the front of the house and he uses the one in the back. But I have no privacy really because the door is open a crack because the cats have to come and go when I'm in there.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, my wife too. She has an entourage in there.
Yes. Oh no, I have an audience.
No, I'm not. You know what? I perform enough for an audience. I'm not getting paid to pee. I don't need that.
No, yeah.
My cat knows. Maui knows. You know Maui. You love
yeah,
Maui.
Yeah, I love Maui.
Maui's on the sink. I walk in. Off. He's like, does a little trill thing at
yes.
me.
Yes.
Looks at me. Goes onto jumps down onto the toilet. Walks out the door and trills all the way. I'm like, I didn't want to leave, but I'll leave. I'm not happy about this.
Humph. No. It's not my choice that I have an audience. It's totally their choice.
Close the door.
Oh, the pandemonium. No. It's if I come home, I go to the bathroom. They know that. So they all go in to greet Mama. There's two of them on the sink. There's one on the tub. There's one running around on the floor.
Thank God AIDS cat's locked away.
I know. All three, all four of the free roaming cats are in the bathroom with me.
Free range cats.
Yeah, they're free range cats.
They cost a little bit more, but they're worth it. A little gamey, but more authentic. You're going to want a free range tabby.
Yeah, it's good for you, you know? I think you're cumulative.
I find that the free-range cats are a little bit more muscular.
Well, yes, they are, but it is better for you in the long run.
They don't have all the antibiotics and hormones pumped into them. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening out there, and we're international, so you're listening all over the place, if you're going to eat your cat, and you are...
Yes, you are.
Think about your health. Get yourself a nice free-range cat. Or as they call them in the streets, feral. Get yourself a nice... feral cat.
At least make sure that you exercise them.
What do you mean?
A lot, so that they're not fatty. You know.
But sometimes you like a fatty cat, like a veal. I'll get a cat and I'll keep it in like a carrier for like 6 months, 8 months,
just to make sure that it bulks up.
Yeah,
like you just I don't feed it corn.
No, I mean I feed a cat food. I have a heart. But yeah, I mean, I, you know, it's in the category. Not a big one. It can turn around, but that's enough. I'm not cruel like those Iowa farmers with the pigs.
Yeah.
And Christie, who let that law come in so they could do it in New Jersey. Ugh. The cats can turn around. It's in there 6-8 months. Bulks up. Good food. You know, hey, then it's ready to go.
And which holiday is that, the killing of the cat? Instead of the calf.
The killing of the cat. We don't call it that.
No, is there a Jewish word for it?
Well, we take a little Christian firstborn baby blood. We mix that in. That's what we do. It's Katnica. 8 days of Katnica. Yes. Yes.
I knew it. I knew there was something familiar about that roast.
Nobody else will tell you that, but I'm honest with
Thank
our audience.
You.
Yeah.
I'm
You've had it. You've enjoyed.
I'm glad to know. Excuse me. Is that a bucket? I have to use that now.
Why?
Well, having eaten of the Katnica feast.
You don't eat a bucket. It's good stuff. I prepare it well. You know, you use a little Mrs. Dash.
That's good stuff.
Mrs.
That works for everything.
The table blend. Mrs. Dash the table, and of course, firstborn baby Christian child blood.
Yes.
Because it's really not authentic unless you do that.
And that does really bother me because, number one, I wouldn't have had the child anyway, and secondly, it wouldn't be Christian. So go have at it.
You know, if it's really like a special meal, you get deformed Muslim child tail. You mince that in, but you can't do that. It's so hard to get deformed Muslim child tail.
Can you sub that with oxtail, or does it have to be deformed Muslim child? Because they're so rare.
You know, I've never tried oxtail with that Katnica feast. But I guess you could, in a pinch.
You Jews are so exotic.
We certainly are. I don't know why people don't like us.
I don't know.
We're innovators is what we are.
With a recipe like that, yeah.
So do you think there's anybody we haven't offended yet?
You know what? There's still 6 people in the chat room, so I think that we scared...
They're looking at their cat out of the corner of their eye.
We scared away the weak, for sure, but...
You look delicious. Javin, go on. How do you shave the hair off a cat? We must know. What's the best technique? Do you boil them in water first? Or do you grab it by its tail and take the razor and go up or down?
Oh, never against the grain. Oh, no. That won't make it tender at all.
Look at Pipilis with a cat cooking tip.
By the way, I know that our densters, the people in the den pen are as sick as us because Lisa chimes in and says, yeah, that Mrs. Dash makes any dish. That was
God
almost,
bless you, Lisa.
That was almost a spit take for Davin.
God
Lisa,
bless you,
well
Lisa.
Done.
Well, you know, it's not
and that's how you should serve your Katnica. Well done.
It's just the fact that Lisa knows the proper way. It shows that she cares. It shows that she's willing to go the extra mile for her Katnica feet.
Well, she also has another explanation, but Lisa, no, you don't use Nair on them because it does something to the flesh. And it doesn't cook right.
No. Plus, you know, you get that chemical taste, Lisa.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's convenient, but Lisa, trust me, go the extra mile. You're going to want to shave or wax.
Yeah.
It really depends what you like.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't want your Katnica meal to have those little razor bumps on it when you're cooking it. So don't go against the grain.
Well, I find, actually, if you fry your Katnica feast...
You don't notice?
Anything's good fry.
That's true. A little panko breading.
I could give you fried cat, honestly. Now, this is good. Anything fried is good.
Anything fried is good.
Yeah.
You know what? I know I sound like baby Elvis here, but anything you can throw like Oreos in there, good.
Kid, we've had alligator. You know,
I had alligator once.
It's all right.
It's very chewy. It's like
it's all right. We had like the alligator nuggets fried, like you know, and then like the little nuggets. It's like chickeny fish. It's got its own thing. It's fine. The kid likes it.
That's why.
Kid won't eat a friggin' fruit, but she'll eat
an
alligator.
She'll eat an alligator, I know.
God forbid I give her an apple, but hey, you want a gator nugget? Yeah, sure. Right. Right.
That is kind of bizarre.
She's a carnivore.
Yeah. I had it at this place in New York. There was a restaurant that no longer exists called Gulf Coast. And they had these really strong blue drinks with these plastic swordfish in them.
Right.
And there were bizarre things on the menu, and my friend and I were feeling adventurous, and he dared me, will you eat alligator? And I'm like, hell yeah.
I'll put anything in my mouth, you know that.
Not that kind of friend.
I thought they all were.
No, not this one. No. But yes, Lisa, it tasted like chicken.
It doesn't.
Was close enough I know why people say that.
It's close, but it's got a little fishy thing to it.
It didn't taste fishy, but it was very boingy. Like, chewy?
We had a... Here's the way it was prepared. I think I probably talked about this on the show. I'm sure I did. When we went down to Florida, you know, we went did one of those Everglades tour on the... what are they called? Fan boats?
That like I don't
the,
know
where they have the big
this.
Propeller on the, you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I do know.
Remember they're... Uncle Ben, or Gentle Ben?
Yes, yes.
Those boats and the thing of Gentle Ben, like they cruise along the Everglades
yeah.
on the water.
And they bring the tourists out, they have glass bottoms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You see the alligators and everything, and we did that, and it was cool, and we ran over one, which was unfortunate.
Oh, God, was it, like, bleeding? And...
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Beating up, thump.
Oh.
But, yeah, so...
it wasn't roadkill. It was, like, river kill.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
no, it was
awful.
I hope. I mean, they got thick skin.
Yuck.
So,
they're wearing luggage.
So, it's like, oh, you go see the cool alligators, and here, come back and eat some.
Yeah, is that bizarre?
I mean, you don't really eat fried fish at the aquarium.
Well, no, you don't, but it kind of reminds me of... did you ever read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
No, I never read it.
Oh, I mean...
It sounds like a book.
They're real... Yeah, they're this humor science fiction books.
I think they had a movie. I think I saw part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, the movie was terrible.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. But the books were really good, and one of the things that was horrifying in the book was that there was a restaurant where the cow would walk over to you and advertise its best cuts and tell you, would you like my flank? It's quite tender, you know?
I do the same thing. No takers.
It would go back, and they'd chop it up, but they would cook it. It's like, it was just talking to me!
I can't tell you how many times I've walked in front of a group of hot women, and I've showed them my best cuts, or what I perceive to be my best cuts. All vegetarian right after that.
Immediately.
I have that effect. I make you eat healthy.
I was hearing you talk about oxtail.
Yes.
Well, that wasn't the only tail we were talking about.
And there was a like a Jamaican deli that opened behind where I
was. Have you had oxtail?
No.
I've had it.
I don't want oxtail. I don't, you know, I always...
I don't want oxtail.
No, but you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to buy it and then bring it back and go, this is a little undercooked. It's wagging at me.
Can't you accept people for their
cultures? They had oxtail. No,
I've had it. When did I have it? In a Filipino restaurant.
But I understand
oxtail
that.
Oxtail soup is very popular in some cultures.
Oxtail soup. But it was like with rice and beans.
But still, you know, they were opening this deli. I'm like, right on. There's a deli right behind us. I go get a breakfast. I get that. And then I see what this is. A cow foot, oxtail. Who the hell wants to eat that?
Lots of people. You know what it is? It's a cheap cut. You come from these poor countries and everything. You know, we're spoiled. We go to the supermarket, get any cut of meat you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, they use the whole animal mm-hmm. and everything. And those are cheap cuts. You actually go to fine dining. Restaurants, they'll have stuff like that because they know how to prepare that stuff where it still tastes really good, and it's a huge profit for them.
No, but you feel if you come from a poor country and you come here, you're like, you know, maybe I'll get a piece of chuck.
You know? Not really an expensive piece of meat either, but
well, it's still, it's a step up from the tail.
Depends on your perspective.
But you know how there are things that are really sentimental to you because they were from your childhood?
Yeah.
And even though they taste nasty, you're like, oh, but we used to have that when I was a kid, and you want to try it? So I see things like chicken feet and parts of animals that I never want to see again wrapped in plastic in my local supermarket.
Sure.
It's kind of home. Bad.
I remember, I remember tripe. My mom used to make tripe with rice, which is cow's stomach.
Yeah.
It was delicious. She was such a good cook.
So now how is tripe any better than cowtail?
But the funny thing is,
answer that.
No, there's really no good answer to that.
Okay, that's fine.
But the thing about it is, but here's the deal. When I found out what it was, I really didn't want it anymore.
No, you can't.
Even though it was delicious.
Oh, I would still
even though it was delicious, I'm like, and I remember tongue, when my mom used to put the tongue out on
that's
the table.
Good. Tongue Polynesian.
Yeah, but when I found out what it was, I just couldn't, I kept on thinking of the Rolling Stones, I couldn't have it.
My wife's line is, I don't want to taste anything that could taste me backwards. Yeah. One of their lines. I'll eat. Tongue Polonaise is good. It's got the tomato sauce and some raisins. Nice and sweet. You got to have your tongue cut thin, though. Because it's a tough cut of meat.
Yeah,
would have to. And as long as you can make the food not look like it was walking around and could have looked at me earlier, I'll try it. But as soon as I can recognize it as a part of an animal, done. Done. Yeah.
All right. So take the little boots and little socks and sneakers off my balls because it makes it look like it was walking around. And then people like Pip Helix will try. Go, all right, I'll put that in my mouth. That's what I was doing wrong.
Oh, yeah. Meat and two veg. Nice.
Well, it's also the same story. My brother was a dairy farmer, and my parents went up one time to have up to the farm, and they're eating dinner, and my mom goes, so that nice cow that you had, whatever happened to him? And my brother looks down at the plate.
When you live on a farm, you have a different perspective.
Oh, yeah. No, that was food.
It was hard the first time, though. Your pet becomes the entree.
Yeah.
It's never a good night.
Now, one thing I heard in the car, so you let the animal... Who lets the pets go in the bathroom? I don't need shit pals. Everybody stays out till
Trust
I'm done.
Me, nobody That's wants me. To be in the bathroom when you're shitting, Joe.
Yeah, I
Even
know.
The cat's like, you know, we have a very heightened sense of smell.
Yeah, I don't need a staff.
That's
you
what
know?
I don't understand is that they do have a heightened sense of smell, and yet they all want to be in there with me.
They like
ridiculous.
Stink.
Because they do.
Because they love you.
Yeah, it's
they're like, listen, mommy, you smell like, well, you know what you smell like. We're all here together. But that being said, you feed us, you pet us, you let us stay on your bed, and you possibly like us better than the male version of you. So we're going to support you in this time of poop.
But it's like if they're in the sandbox, I don't go in there, you buddy. You know, I let them do what they have to do. Their business is what they
well,
call
the toilet, their sandbox isn't as big as the bathroom. Maybe if they had a bigger sandbox, you would pull up a chair.
Well, you know what? Their sandbox is in my office, quote unquote. Ugh. So I'm often sitting in there, and all of a sudden,
smelling like cat crap.
I'm on a computer, da da da, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh Jesus! And then I hear scrapity, scrapity, scrapity. Somebody's covering. Somebody better be covering something foul.
You ever see a cat take a dump? They have a serious face on them, like they're solving world crises.
Ever see you take a dump? You got the same face.
No, I'm not a reading Popular Mechanics.
And why have you seen that face?
Well, you know, we've been on the road a lot.
I don't want to know.
Close the door, stupid.
What happens on the road with you two should stay on the road. I don't want to know.
Now it comes into talking in the beginning of the show.
That's true,
Joe. I know what you're Joe. I know what you're doing in there, but I want to talk about this bit I've been working on. Do you mind if I come on in?
You know what, though? The
How do you like the bit? Smells like what I'm making.
Joe, what do you think about crap material? Do you like poo-poo jokes?
Ah.
I got toilet humor. I thought this would be the best place.
Joe brings out little feces. Hey, I'm a prop act.
Too far.
Anyway. All right. We were talking about romance in the Helix household.
Yes, I heard.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? I guess we're not super romantic in that respect.
I think it's hard to be romantic. Like here's the thing. Here's a part of romance that has gone away.
Okay.
When in the older time cars, mm-hmm. before the electric doors,
uh-huh.
like I always had the Camaro, which didn't have the electric door,
yeah.
I would open the door for my girlfriend, wife, whoever the hell it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a gentleman.
Right.
Now it's like, click, click.
Yeah,
open your own freaking
bitch.
Door. I press the button. I see no reason to actually go there and do it for you.
No, I do that for my pal.
Yeah.
Now you do. You won't. No,
that will go away.
That will go away.
The pal that is listening, you know, suck all those niceness juices out now because
it's
going away.
I'll tell you a story. One time the band...
My pal. Yeah. Well, like you're coming out of the closet and you're not ready to admit it yet.
Sort of.
Well.
But, well. But there was one time years ago, the band was playing a gig and I was parking my car. Joanne, actually, we took separate cars. And Joanne is trying to park her car. And I'm like, honey, back up a little bit. Right, now, cut it in. You can do it. That's all right. Anthony gets out of his truck. He goes, man, wait till you're married. You're going to stand and go, what the fuck's the matter with you? We're doing a gig 2 years later, and she's trying to, what the fuck's the matter with you?
No, really? Yeah. I guess that is one thing that is romantic. We don't
You
yell.
Start cursing at him more.
No, we don't yell at each other. We've had very few fights. Really. I mean, we talk
things
out.
We're not screamers.
No.
But we'll scream sometimes, and then I'll mutter.
Well, I got...
and that's the proper way.
Oh, I got caught...
I got caught
muttering one time.
I'm surprised there's only once.
Yeah, well, no, there's been plenty, but the one time I walked out of the bedroom, closed the bedroom door. Just close the bedroom door. Close the bedroom door. And I go, I wish it was a lid. I heard that asshole.
That's not helping, Joe. Your lack of ability to whisper like a drunk at a comedy club is not helping end of the fight. Funny, but not helping.
That's hilarious.
Not if you're on the receiving end.
But we got in a fight this week. Was it last week? We got in a big fight, and she accused me of using the C word. And I go...
Chocolate?
No. And I go, I didn't call you that. I did not... Because I said cook. I was talking about cook. And I said, you don't cook, or something like that. She thought it was the other, you know, it was the other word.
Yeah.
And I go, I didn't say that. You did too. I go, Joanne, I've called you that once or twice, and I've always admitted it. On this occasion, I did not call you that.
Joanne, would I lie to you about such an important thing?
Yeah. And I go,
important to me.
You did too. And so you know what she does? She asked me if I could try to help move a couple of odds and ends out of her parents' house, because she just had to move.
I thought out of your house.
No, well,
you.
That's in June. But I couldn't do it because I had to work. So she sends an email to her sister. She goes, unfortunately, Joe can't help us. He has to work. And he called me the C word. And that's what she writes to her sister.
Oh,
and
my God.
Not only does she do, she CCs me.
Well, there's she's a
like
in there.
She's like Ann Jackson.
You don't show the enemy, stupid.
No. You're
and I go, I did not. Yes, you did. I go, I did not. And you CC your sister? Why did you tell your sister I called you
Was
that?
It a Facebook post? I didn't see it.
No, it wasn't a Facebook
that's
post.
Shame.
It was an email.
That's the next step.
I know.
It was an email.
Now I'm missing Belinda, so I'm missing my story. So that would
we'll
have been
we'll
some, a juicy story for me.
Let's see. Let's see. Other Rome. What else can you do romantic when you're married?
One thing that's very romantic is that if he's passing by when all the cats are in the bathroom, so there's a crack in the door, and he's like, "Oh yeah," and he remembers to tell me something. I tell him to step away if things are going to get really bad. I think that's very romantic of me.
Okay.
Get away from the door now!
From doing this conversation, which was not planned like most shows. I think when you've been with somebody a long time, politeness passes for romance. Because if you're living with another dude for 10 years, or in your case, another chick for 10 years, I think politeness goes out the door. But if you're living with the opposite sex for a long time, and there's an emotional relationship involved, I think politeness. Not farting in their presence, like we said.
Yes.
Well, sometimes you do. I don't care. I fall like a circus elephant in front of her.
Well, that's what your pal is to look forward to. Good luck. Godspeed.
Yeah. But see that you're not. We're talking about couples that are still trying to stay married.
Okay.
So.
He's talking about his pal. But no.
No, I'm not talking about my pal. I'm talking about Joanne.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we know that. That's your only defense.
Yeah.
You're like a skunk. Yeah, I'm going to spray you. Poor Joe, he's scared and cornered. He's lifting up his ass.
A skunk using his powers of stink will save himself from the situation.
He doesn't have the will of scratch and claw anymore. He's just going to fart.
Yeah, right. I saw something on Facebook. What's all the... Oh, my God, I've got to leave.
Using his powers of stink, he is saved from another situation.
Mission accomplished.
Not a terrible thing.
No.
Very smart.
No.
No.
I can't.
Why do you think I drink gallons of cabbage soup when I come home?
The animal world is full of defense mechanisms. I mean, if you were in water, you'd shoot ink at her.
I'd be a hypocrite.
Just whatever you got to do.
I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't commend a spite fart. I would be out of character for this show if I said, Joe, that's wrong. How dare you spite fart? No.
No, I kind of see where you're coming from. Yeah.
Let's not piss Joe off anymore. Well, lucky last week, this whole place didn't need to be fumigated.
Well, one time I come out of the bathroom.
Did you get that stain off the wall?
Joe, we just cleaned the basement. Well, you pissed me off.
Yeah. No, one time I came out of the bathroom, she goes, that smells disgusting in there. I know, because it's shit.
Well, at least Joe knows what the problem is.
Yeah.
Joe is identifying the problem, so the wife should be happy.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going, well, what could this be? We should call in somebody.
But no.
Joe's a problem solver.
It's just the roads where, like, you would just, why did that stick in there? Because it's shit, stupid.
But that's you. That is always you. You ask a stupid question, you're going to give a hostile, to the point, answer.
I was working down to the club one night, and there was a guy in the back. He gets up, and he walks around to the corner, and then he blows his nose. And I'm like, what are you doing? I go, you got up to blow. I go, you're on a first date. Aren't you? And the guy goes, yeah. I go, look, because he doesn't want to see snot come out of your nose.
No, you can't shoot a snot rocket on the first date.
Not on the first date.
I know, but
second date.
But I was saying.
At least.
Really?
Yeah.
You are classy.
Wait, yeah.
You're a classy chick.
Yeah,
so we love you, Pip Felix.
I you know what? I don't want to see your handkerchief.
Oh, a handkerchief is disgusting.
They're gross.
Let me save my snot
tissues.
And put it in my pocket where I put my hand and then hold your hand. Really? Really? Gag yourself with your stupid snot rocket.
That has got to be
the old-timey thing.
Yeah, that's so gross.
And you still you don't see the younger generation doing it.
No.
That's like an old person thing, and you don't want old people snot. It's more viscousy. You don't want that.
Wait a minute, how do you know that? Do you know it for a fact?
I've done a lot of shows for the elderly. They haven't always gone well.
Oh.
I knew a guy I used to work with who was like a year older than me that used to use the handkerchief. Come on,
but you're
blow
old?
His nose.
That's so bizarre.
I'm not old.
It is old-timey.
It is old-timey, yeah.
Yeah.
I think at some point the handkerchief is going to be something that disappears.
It's got to go.
I hope so.
I mean, I just think that's going to be a generational thing where it's like, you know what, we're not selling these anymore.
Mm. I think
people still have sleeves and they can use tissues.
So I'm waiting for David to go, are you going to damn the new generation for not carrying around handkerchiefs?
No, I think this is something you appreciate about the new generation.
I certainly do.
They are trendsetters.
I think that we shall eradicate the handkerchief as soon as we eradicate measles.
I know. Say what you want, Joe. Say what you want about the greatest generation, but their hands were full of snot because they carried around their handkerchiefs in their pocketbooks. And
probably all kinds of other nasty stuff.
Yeah, so much for the greatest generation. The filthiest, piggiest generation. That's what they are. That cartoon should have been in green, sir. I once again have proven my point.
Well, I'd argue that point, though. What am I going to say?
It was the point that we initially argued, but it's a point.
They like to they like to carry a snot-encrusted garment and put some more in.
Yeah, they're so great with hard work and effort, but they can't get a tissue.
And when would you decide with a handkerchief enough was enough? I know with you, but like the old timer does. When would they decide?
At least a week.
Yeah.
Could you wash this beer?
No, you bring it home that day and throw it in the laundry.
You think that's why you're doing hand wash?
No, that's why handkerchiefs come in a boxes of multiples because you bring that.
I don't think so.
I'm not going to throw that snot encrusted thing, even though you throw your underwear, which is shit encrusted. But still, snot is more disgusting.
Speak for yourself.
Is it?
What?
No. Snot is not as disgusting as turd.
Shit stain is not stain.
This isn't even a debate. Although you can have it in your head. We wait for you to weigh in on this one, Joe. Pip and I are pretty unanimous, but you know what? If you want to be pro snot stain,
all right,
you have the floor.
I'm
great debates of absurdity.
Yes, you're pro shit stain. Yeah. Is that what you're
Joe would rather deal with somebody that's got a lot of crap in their underwear than a handkerchief. Go, Joe, you have the floor.
Pip. All right. All righty, a shit stain is...
And I'm all ears.
A shit stain is basically just the mark. It doesn't contain actual shit.
No. There's something making the mark. It's not a whisper. It's not the idea of shit. It's shit.
But it's a residue. The snot rag has got the actual snot in there.
If you have
here's the thing. I'll show you how wrong you are.
That show is ridiculous.
Of course it is. Are you new? Here, I'll show you how you're wrong. Sorry, we're not solving world problems this week, Joe.
That's amazing. Why we get this big major debate point figures and now we're debating this? We're assholes. Why do people listen to us? Guys, almighty.
Because they're not us. They feel better about themselves. I will show you how wrong you are.
I'm going to shit myself. You pour your snot into this room.
No, here's the thing.
And Pipple decide.
Here's the thing.
No.
Before there was snot residue,
right,
it is kept in your nose, nice, and you are not offended by the smell. You never keep shit in your nose. And if there's shit by your nose, you're immediately offended by that smell. Well, you never go, this smells like snot. No. No, you go, this smells like shit, and you get it away from your face as soon as possible.
No. If you had a forensic scientist come...
And we will!
Put
the phone.
You are...
845-986-8804.
Put on speaker. All right.
they took little, like, samples of both the underwear and the handkerchief. They're going to go, oh, Jesus God, when they look at the one from the underwear, because that's feces.
Well, it's like a residue, but the snot is actually the real deal.
You know what, Joe?
The residue
excuse me,
feces.
I'm going to wipe my ass with some underwear, and you can examine the residue. And I will also give you a handkerchief, and you tell me
I just told him we were going to do that. Let Pip decide.
Well, Pip,
No, I abdicate my judge throne.
I'll get the camcorder. We'll put it online. Joe smells turds. I guarantee it'll go viral. You might get a virus.
Yeah, so will I. Yeah.
I bet there's hands flapping in this one.
This is your thing. Pip and I are pretty unanimous on this one.
Oh, yeah. No.
You two are always against me.
No.
Well, because once again, we're right.
I'm
sure your pal doesn't think so highly of you right now either.
If you put out a sniffing skid marks video, it would go viral, but not for the reasons you'd hope.
Right. So it's based on it's not based on the content of the product on it. It's the residue.
Residue is still product.
It is.
It's still product.
It's the same. Now,
it's not a loaf of poop, but it's still poop, Joe.
It's not like a marker that says, here comes the poop.
It's like nobody got a brown Crayola crayon go, well, this is where turds go.
That's right, with an arrow.
Yeah, I mean, no, Joe, it's authentic poop. It's real DNA. Ask for it by name. We're not going to cheat you on it.
This is where turds go. God damn it, that's funny. Imagine, this is where it's an arrow.
Joe doesn't believe. Here, Joe, have a sniff. We wouldn't lie to you about something like this.
If you shift a little, you can make an X to mark the spot.
But I would think I would wash a shit stain. Well, you know, shit stain out, because underwear is more expensive than a handkerchief.
That has nothing to do with which is worse.
No, it does. You'd wash both, please.
I would wash both.
I would wash a handkerchief.
Yeah, of course you wash a handkerchief. Why do you think the handkerchiefs? If not, you might as well get a tissue.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not tissues. We're in a land that tissues weren't widely used yet.
A land. Well, a land before Kleenex.
Back then.
Greatest generation, my ass. Where are your puffs? You have irritated noses and dirty hands.
Wait a second. You just said greatest generation, my ass. They were talking
about
shit
stains.
Well,
I'm very fond of it. I'm very fond of my ass. Have you seen it?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
No, but I've seen the pictures.
No, I think, Joe, I think you're wrong on this one, pal. I know so often I agree with you.
I'm having trouble remembering where we started.
Romance.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Is there any more in romance, or should we move on to your actual trip?
Well, you know what? I think that, not that romance is dead, we were never very, like...
In this room it is.
Yeah.
If somebody was going to get laid with this show in the background, that ended.
No, oh, no. That's so done.
Roll up like a party one.
But, we are more practical kind of people. So, like, for example, like Valentine's Day, we got each other Valentine's presents, but we didn't actually spend the day together because I had planned already to go away on the weekend with my girlfriends.
Okay.
And so he doesn't get all bent out of shape.
But I, you know what? I would if you were, you know, if you, it was Valentine's weekend, you went away with your girlfriends, I would be a little hurt.
Really?
Yeah, I would, because you
they're married. She's not going. She's coming home.
But I did that when we were dating, and he didn't get bent. He was.
And
like,
remember, it's Pip. Do you really want her around all the time?
Well, you know,
she kind of smells like cat and feet.
Look, when things would go
mostly feet.
When my marriage was
today.
When my marriage was going well, I could work any weekend I wanted, except her birthday, our anniversary, and Valentine's
Day. I remember those days.
Wow,
yeah. I remember because I'd offer you a gig, and you're like, no, I can't.
Well, what's
and
really
you weren't unhappy about it.
Well, the funny thing is I got an offer to work at the club over the weekend. And they were laughing at me because they offered me the 14th, Saturday the 14th. But I was working up in Schenectady, so they're goofing on me. Go, we remember when you were like, when married, when you were available every 14th.
Oh. Oh. Well, I went away on Valentine's weekend before when we were dating. Now that we're married, I mean, we gave each other our presents before I went away.
Yeah.
And we're not, you know, like stuck on that. We kind of look at it as like a Hallmark holiday. And so we're like, we don't really need that. I mean, we can't.
Now there's nothing. So we are repeating. All right. We should be fine now. So they'll have a little delay, Pooh, and we should be fine. So you can go on with your story.
Okay.
Pip.
So,
Fuck, it's going to be a bitch again.
What?
Editing. It's going to be a bitch again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. We're back. So the...
Sorry about that, folks. We had technical difficulties.
Well, Lisa said, must be Tuesday. The gremlins are active.
Truly. Likewise.
So, my workmate bought tickets for she and her husband to go see Robert Gordon. And I said, that's a great idea. So I bought tickets for us to go as well. And then I went, son of a bitch, that's the weekend I'm going away with my friends. So... what's funny is Mr. Helix went to two different members of his band. One's his brother and another guy, and they're both married. And he said, hey, you want to go to see Robert Gordon? Yeah, it's on Valentine's Day. No. They're both like, no, we want to stay married. And everybody thinks it's really odd that we will spend Valentine's Day apart, but neither of us feels bad about it.
You like, spend every other day together.
Yeah, he's not
bad. I mean, you know, when you're so in love, every day is Valentine's Day.
Well, I mean, you know, we're nice to each other every day, so Valentine's Day is like, it's another day.
You know what I got? I got a Jets tape dispenser for Valentine's Day.
A Jets tape dispenser?
Yeah, my wife was doing like a play on words. I don't remember what the hell it was. I don't really know what she was going for, but she knew it was like a terrible joke too, but it was fine.
But that's cute. I got a CD. I got a Traffic CD in mono. So that and it's a different.
He's not feeling well.
Don't kiss the CD.
He doesn't have energy to play.
Oh, hold on a second. I licked that thing up and no, never mind.
You got it in mono.
No, I didn't. Yeah, because it's different mixes of the songs.
Really?
Yeah,
because stereo sounded too good.
So they're different takes on some of a lot of the songs, and so it's been really interesting.
Cool.
And I got my husband a chocolate heart of candy with a picture of a Kitnod that looks like his favorite cat. So,
in your household?
Yeah.
He's got favorites. That's not nice.
Well, it was his cat first.
Oh, okay.
It was the one of the two that he brought with.
Okay.
Yeah, he loves all the cats, but that's his boy.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
that's
cool.
I got a favorite cat.
Do you?
Of course I do.
Maui?
Maui, yeah, of course.
We love Maui.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we would love Flea if Flea would show herself.
Yeah, Maui's way cooler. Yeah. Flea is the wife's cat, which is good, though, because Ash passed away. That was Maui's brother.
Right.
Who was very, very sweet.
Yeah.
But it was like the wife's cuddle cat, and this cat is the wife's cuddle cat, so it's cool.
Yeah.
Maui's everybody's cat. She's an angel.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The Babums.
She's awesome.
Whose tail is that?
That's right.
Her
tail.
That's her other name. But, yeah, so, okay. Nobody's burnt.
Nobody. So, I don't know if you guys have noticed about me. I have a way.
Uh-oh.
Insert here.
Shut up, Theo. Don't you have a shit stain to admire?
He's still looking at you, Devin. He's looking at you, Devin.
It's like a top 20 list.
I don't know why others want to wash you out immediately. You're just residue. You're not real turd.
Oh, you're a real turd, all right.
You're just misunderstood. I could turn you inside out and wear you again.
Not funny.
That's a real turn it in, Joey.
Hanky the Christmas pool.
Living in Joe's pants, apparently, and Joe's happy to have him.
Living in Joe's underwear.
Right?
I won't be deceiving. There's a stain I'll be leaving. I don't.
Oh my God! I love that.
It's in the bag. It's not a snot rag. It's old Joe's underwear.
Not on the new carpet.
No, sorry.
The soda's not clear tonight.
Right.
Go on. Second verse.
Sorry.
I love that Christmas song.
Oh, funny.
It does get looks when it plays over the loudspeaker in the store, but I love that song.
Better than Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah. So what is it that we should know about you, David?
I have a way of attracting, and you guys might have picked up on this last week with last week's show, psychopaths.
No.
It's called the on-air staff.
Joe and I look at each other like, what?
There is something about these folks that are drawn to yours truly. So we got a sold-out show at Side-Splitting Productions venue, The River Grill in Newburgh, last week.
Nice.
Great place. You know, we
did I did that a couple of years ago.
You did it with me. We did the first show.
That was it's a very nice place, yeah.
I don't book shitty places.
I didn't say you did.
No, I know.
You actually book very, very good places.
Yeah. So, and this is another one. Great food, great staff, great owner. Always sold out shows. You know. So it's good. It's a good deal.
Right.
Always happy to do it. This was our pre-Valentine's Day show. Now, I was having a pretty rough day on Thursday. I was not in a good mood. Wasn't happy about a lot of things.
Now, were you in the show or running it?
I was just running it.
Okay.
So, and you can relate to this show, so I'm glad you're here for this and not in the car. So, but you know, when you're having a really crappy day, sometimes the comedy can be your release.
Yes.
It's your happy place.
It's you look forward to it. You get out, and you get it all out of your system.
Sometimes you have some of your best shows when you're angry.
Yeah.
This was not that because I wasn't on it, so I would have to live vicariously through my comedians and just take solace in the fact. Another good show.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
That they're doing well.
It's okay. I mean, you can't really escape it because you all have the smartphones going, oh, this is going on now.
And you're sitting there and it's your business. It's your show. So you're not looking at it the way of as a performer. You're looking at it. It's your business. You got to make sure things go well. Why is that cell phone on? Oh, I hope they get, you know, this and that and the other thing. Why is this guy talking? You know?
Right. Yeah.
So the headliner is up, doing a great job. And in the back of the room, towards the back, I'm standing to the back by the doors. You know where the doors are?
Yes.
You know, there was the bar and then the doors.
Yeah, you're right. The bar and then back. Yeah, in the back of the doors.
So we're
right.
Standing by the doors. A drunk, crazy hairstylist woman comes up to my host. And what I do when I'm at my venues is I'll let the host go after he brings up the headline. I'll close out the show.
Yeah.
These guys are coming from all over the place. Give them a head start. I can close out the show. It's not a big deal. And rambles on about some story of how she was with her ex-husband 20 years ago. They split up. And she threw the ring out. Well, they're back together. And but she complained that he was always out with his friends, but now they're together.
I wonder why they tell you. I'm like, who are you, Dr. Phil?
Because she's a drunk psychopath, stupid. Are you new? And she's a hairstylist. She's used to having a captive audience because she has shears.
little too true.
By your head, by your throat. She's got a razor by you. Where are you going?
Did you notice how long my hair has gotten? Yes,
exactly.
you're
yeah,
right.
You're keeping your mouth shut. Listen, just laying there.
I've dated hairstylists. They were a different type of breed.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, some of them are perfectly lovely, but you know.
No, there are some that they can't get.
I dated a hairstylist. Kind
of yeah.
Lead you on twice.
Oops.
And then you call a hairstyling place and go, oh, is Nina there? Oh, she just left with her fiance. Who's calling? Tell us stupid's on the phone.
Which one?
Oh. Yeah. All right. Lisa wants to know, do you have any other kind of fans?
Well, Lisa, I'm assuming you're a fan. You can answer that yourself, my dear. Who am I to cast aspersions? Enjoy your catechomile.
Mm.
So he's always out. But anyway, she wants my host to make some type of announcement about this, and she's going to present him a ring. I don't know what this announcement is. Joe has rolled his eyes and looked in disgust.
Jesus,
like I've just
Christ.
Finished my set, and Joe can't believe.
Right, but
I didn't hurt
but
you.
I just love when these audience members do, and they try to make it all about them. Nobody gives a shit.
But you can't say that. But yes, you're right.
But you think it. But
you absolutely do. Oh, wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, the damn birthday cake, and the girls are late with the damn thing. You got to sit there like a lummox while he paraded out.
Yes.
Stay home.
Yes. But we need you at the comedy club, so please come on out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We'll make you feel special. That's you don't get that out. At the movies.
No.
Please come out. Don't make it all about you.
The cover band isn't giving you a shout out. A comic will.
Yeah.
So whatever. So this is going on. I'm trying to find my place because I took all notes. So I intervene. And I say this should have been done earlier, like at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Either by myself when I bring up the host.
No, I hate to interrupt. Where are we in the show right now?
I said the headliner's up.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
And in comedy, when the headliner's up, after the headliner's show's over. The headliner, presumably.
Sometimes you do the birthday after the headliner.
I've never seen that.
I've seen it a couple of times. I've seen it a couple of times. And you know what? And I'm kind of glad they do it because it's not distracting the whole show. Because when they're singing happy birthday, people don't really give a shit. They want to get out of there.
I've always seen it at the top of the show. I've talked about a couple of wedding proposals I've done during my show.
Yeah.
At the top and everything. Right. Never see it at the end.
They've done it at the end. I'm not debating you, but
I didn't have that. Where the hell were you?
But you didn't have that luxury because they're springing at you during the show. You weren't asked before the show.
Exactly. So she says she spoke to me 2 weeks ago and I promised her. Joe's eyes cross. Pip's jaw drops. A cat has fallen off a piece of furniture.
You call me on shit from like 2001 that I did. You don't forget a trick. You wouldn't have forgotten that.
No.
Well, no, because I don't work at the restaurant.
And I don't think
You know, in 2001 at Hansel's, you know, you made that cut. You don't forget nothing.
I remember when you had your breakdown at Hansel's.
We all did. Johnny and I were talking about that. I remember talking about that with Johnny.
Hold on a second. That sounds like a story I need to hear.
Well, unlike you, Joe Kitt bounced back from a breakdown on stage.
I have never come back.
Maybe you're smart. Maybe he's got more power.
That was a rough room,
man. I didn't mean on stage.
Oh, anyway.
I never came back.
So I'm like, no. You did not speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I spoke to somebody here. Well, who'd you speak to? I didn't get his name.
Why would you write it down? Why would you write it down?
I'm like,
why would you write it
down? Why would you write it down?
Why would you do that?
Because she's a drunken hairdresser. So I go, all right, let me get to the owner and see what's going on. Because if something's promised, I got to make the owner happy.
You have to go abide by his wishes. He's the boss that night.
Yeah.
Now,
you're the boss of the show, but he's the boss. Whatever
absolutely.
He needs wants goes, you know?
Absolutely. This is news to the owner.
I did fuck her.
Yeah.
She wasn't bad looking.
No.
She's not the type that you're bringing to your real house, but maybe a hotel.
No. Bunny burner. Bunny burner.
Well, no, because she's the type that'll show back up.
Bunny boiler.
No,
only you bring her to the hotel, you have to rush her past the front desk so the guy doesn't see it and go, ugh.
No, she's attractive. She's attractive. Listen, if you're going to be batshit, you got to have something going on.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
You can't be batshit and ugly.
Yeah.
Because then you know what? Just invest in a new vibrator with extra Duracell. And call it a life.
Yes.
Nobody wants ugly and bad shit.
No, hot mess is good.
Hot, yeah.
Ugly
hot.
Mess is bad.
And I'm telling you, just bring the whole shopping cart over to the cattery at your local.
Yeah, go directly to Cat.
Get lots of cats. Get a basketful.
Ugly, sweet, and sincere. Oh, I might throw you a bone.
There you go.
Hot, crazy bitch. I'm going to hit that.
Yeah. Just for the, yeah.
Mm. Ugly and bad shit.
Come on.
Well, you know what? I still might hit that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, depends.
Why?
Because it depends on how where I am. I mean, how desperate am I?
Yeah, well, if you're in the North Pole, maybe.
Because you know what, Joe? Because maybe the females, I'm ugly and bad shit. I don't know. I'm not.
So you're trying to even the playing field?
No, but maybe that's my only option. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who am I to judge me?
Mm-hmm. Not ugly.
Jot that down. Use it somewhere. That's funny.
Not ugly.
Well, thank you. All right. I'll take what I can get.
Don't look here.
But hey, in my corner, not ugly. Thank you, Pip Helix.
Yes.
No handkerchiefs. And I know that poop stains are not just residue. So I think those are two more check marks.
No, they're resi-poo.
Don't hate.
Oh, thank you, Pip.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
That's not why we hate you. That's way down on the list, Joe.
There's many reasons here. Many, many things.
I'm sure your wife wouldn't say that.
Holy smokes, yeah.
But anyway.
Yes.
So the owner has never heard about this. I'm like, well, can you talk to her? Can you try to figure this out? I talked to you. He's like, no, you didn't talk to me.
Yeah.
Nobody's spoken up because he's pretty much the one that would handle that type of thing.
Yeah, and if you don't take down a name, don't tell me who you talked to.
Absolutely.
Who did you speak to? Well, I don't know. Well, then it's your tough shit.
Pretty
exactly.
much.
Exactly.
Right, but again, he's got a business. He wants customers. He can't say what he's thinking.
You say it in your head. You can't,
of course.
You can't do it. You got to hold her hand and figure out what to do. They're patrons. They paid.
Yeah.
They're the customers. Customers are always right.
Well, not really. But
no, they're not. But damn it, they paid. You got to hold her hand.
But is she now?
Not if she's had a handkerchief, Joe. I won't.
Funny.
Now, is she the kind of drunken state where she's like slurring and kind of like sloppy?
Oh, she's sloppy.
Yeah.
She's not slurring.
But you have to read the announcement because I lost the ring and now I got a ring and I want you to bring him up. And then
her voice wasn't as grating as that?
Yeah okay.
Just a quick thing. One of my last Santa Claus gigs that I did was on Christmas Eve. The woman was kind of hammered.
Shocking at a Christmas show.
But, you know, so I had
where she thought hiring you was a good idea.
Give the present to them. Give them. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You gotta do your job.
Yeah, you have to do the gig. You have to do the gig. You were paid to do the gig.
So nobody from the restaurant has spoken to this woman.
Right.
So what happens is we come up with the idea. I will make a brief announcement at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Make her happy. She does not want to come on stage. I said, well, I'll bring you on stage and you could present the ring to him because she wants to give him the ring. She doesn't want to come on stage. She doesn't want him to come on stage. So basically, I'm making an announcement for these two. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. You know, whatever you
want. Hey, you
want
to know
let's
something?
Make the problem go
better
away.
Yet, because you could do it at your pace.
Yep,
you have
absolutely.
To wait for them to come up. And what happens is if you notice that you're doing a raffle or something like that, you get the people that come up, and you forget that you are an entertainer and you're used to being in front of people. When you bring people up that are not, they're scared shitless, they can't talk, they can't, and then you got to try to motivate people.
Absolutely.
Who needs that?
It actually, you know, it's better that she didn't want to come up.
Yeah.
But, so she keeps on, she just keeps on talking to me. And she keeps on asking me if I have her ring, this ring. I'm like,
what?
What?
She keeps on thinking she misplaces the ring. Like, no, I don't have the ring. Check your purse. You just put it in your purse.
Where's my precious?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, where's my purse? I don't know.
Oh, no.
And then she wants to go in the bathroom. Can you watch my purse? No, no.
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 No. Unless I'm going to rifle through it and see if I can find a gun and shoot one of us.
Yes.
Yeah. No, no, no. Because whatever's missing out of there, you took.
Even whatever's not missing out of there, in her head, something's missing.
And how
where's
old,
my vibe?
How old's this woman?
It's up my ass.
About.
I'm going to say in her 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's probably in her early 40s. Mm-hmm. You know, in that ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, but she's been marinating all day, so she doesn't really have an idea who she is or where.
Well, at least where the ring is.
Ugh,
she knows who she is. I forgot her name. She did know her name and her man's name. So she's like, so finally, you know, and she's loud, and I got to shush her. And I'm not being noisy, aren't you?
Oh,
there's people
God.
Right there. Shouldn't there be a penis in your mouth right about now? Wouldn't that make this better for everybody? How about you cancel the announcement and you take your man into the bathroom and you guys be quiet in there and the comics will do the show and the audience will entertain and it'll be better than a ring.
Yeah, give him a ring in there. Yes. Give him a ring around the rosy. You know what I mean?
They're
not fond of
people.
You either, Joe, but I understand the sentiment. I hate them too, and I'm already having a bad day. So it's very hard for me to be nice.
And the funny thing is, on stage, you can unleash into her.
It's part of the act.
As part of the act, and just make an example of it. You can't do that. You're not on stage.
Yeah. No,
I can't. So that's I'm a businessman at that point.
You've got to deal with
and
it.
And I'm working for the boss.
Yep.
It's like, oh, no, I was just kidding. No, if I'm a dick, I'm a dick. It wasn't a character.
You're a dick on stage. Right, you're a dick on stage. I'm just an act. That's what I do. Off stage?
Yeah, you can't be a dick off stage. Yeah. As we've found out on several occasions. Listen to the show, you know the story. Anyway, so she continues rambling on. And so finally she goes back to her seat. And a bit later she comes back to me. She gets right in my face and headbutts me and messes my hair.
No, headbutts you?
Yes, she headbutt me in the forehead. Like, right in my face. I did not anticipate headbutt.
Why? No.
Why?
Normal people don't.
These are not questions I got answered, Joe.
Is he a goat? Normal people don't. She weren't.
That is no explanation.
Headbutt?
Do you think drunk hairstylist, crazy, headbutting chick has a logical reason, Joe? And if there is a reason, do you think I have the time to hear it?
But you know what, though? Even if she, because I thought it was funny. I'm an ass on my drink. At least it's something.
I think it was a headbutt of love, like a cat will headbutt you.
Yeah.
Was it a territorial display, perhaps?
She did not pee on me afterwards, so I don't know.
That would have been like, a step forward.
Did you look like a ram to her or something? I mean, like, what the hell?
I don't know what I look like to her.
Wow.
I don't recall being headbutt. Certainly not at a comedy show.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's just
crazy.
That's looking crazy. Thanks for the concussion, you crazy bitch.
Thank God it wasn't the bridge of my nose.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So she goes back to her table.
What, she just came up to do that?
Pretty much.
Just stopping by.
I'm a very interesting, charismatic person. People are happy to be in my presence. Sometimes they get so smitten by me, they headbutt me.
They greet you like a ram.
Yeah,
what are we at a mountainside? What are we doing?
Exactly.
What am I, get the bed of grass on my piece of granite? What are you, a nut?
Now,
get out of here.
Nuts.
I did preface this by saying I run into psychopaths, did I not?
Yeah.
Okay, so then this is psychopath.
Okay.
Oh my God, yeah.
So she goes back to her seat, and now she's making a ruckus over there.
She goes over to her seat, but she sets up, but she goes back to work to be in a pain. Yes.
No, she's been back and forth, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's like, get out of here. I don't want my hair cut.
Yeah, well,
no, she didn't ask, but okay. But, you know, she kept on telling me, you know, throughout, you know, about her. And
oh, Kim's a shit.
She wants attention. And
you
again,
think?
Yeah, I do, Joe. I do.
Not you, her.
No, I think she wants attention.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm agreeing with
yes,
you.
Yes,
you isolate that, you'll never hear that.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, right.
You called the press.
Things you'll never hear again.
So now people are shushing her.
Oh.
And I guess I could go over there, but quite frankly, I don't want to get headbutt again.
I wouldn't be anywhere near
but,
that.
But, you know, that's the problem, because now she's disrupting the show. And this is the thing we discussed, that these people, you know, one person is ruining the show.
Yeah.
So you got to deal with this one. I mean, because some clubs don't realize that.
Well, this is a restaurant. It's not even a club.
But still, some people, even restaurants, don't realize that one person, you know, you do. So you got to figure it out.
Well, I think I might have been concussed at that point, Joe.
By the way, Tom says, what was she doing, her Spider Rico impression?
I don't know what that is.
He says, that's a brilliant Rocky reference. I thought maybe you guys would get it.
No. Joe would be the one.
No.
Oh.
He have something in a shark trucker, Tom.
from what Rocky?
Yeah, I don't know. Thanks, I tried, Tom.
Hey, Trucker Tom playing the part of Pip Helix and stopping the show. Thanks, Tom. Glad you could join the show. Of course, Pip Helix with the assist because she read it.
I thought maybe you guys would get it. It just went over my head.
No.
All right.
Yeah, way to go, Tom.
Sorry.
Cook some stew, stupid.
I'm not even around
actually,
Rocky
he was just
five.
Telling me about what he was making for dinner.
I know.
It's
Rocky
awesome.
Five. I had a TV show planned for him. I was going to write the show for him. I thought it would have been brilliant. But
oh,
I
it's,
it.
No, it's, I'm so hungry. And he always tells what he's eating.
Right. He punishes us all.
First Rocky, first match in the movie, he says.
No, that I remember.
Okay.
Well, Joe, you need to spend more time in the cab of a truck.
Yeah, we don't catch up on our viewing.
Yes. It's nice to know what the people hauling ass across the country on the interstates are really doing.
Stop watching it while he's driving.
Who said?
I say.
He's got time to take selfies while he's behind the wheel.
One click.
One click.
One click. It's right. Okay.
So I go, may I go on?
Yes.
Or will somebody else like to derail the show?
I'm sure they would, but I'm waiting for the den to pop in with those things.
You don't have to read everything.
I don't.
But you do. Anyway, so now the couple that's with them gets up and leaves because they're embarrassed.
Oh.
She's walking her friends.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, so the friends are leaving.
Yes.
Now, the guy who I'm supposed to make the speech about has gotten up and is standing next to me by me. He's ready to go.
Oh, no.
He's had enough.
So if you get her out of the seat and get rid of all of them, you'll have to do the read.
That is true, Joe. But I have no control over this because I'm not on stage. I can't use my powers of ugh to make people leave like I usually do when I perform.
Wait a minute. You didn't think of the defensive fart in her general direction?
Well, we hadn't had that show yet. Now I know.
You know what to do.
Joe has once again enlightened us like only Joe can.
That's right.
I could have walked and shook and released.
Shook and released.
Well, you got to aim.
Oh, I see.
It's called crop dusting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I don't want collateral damage.
I know.
You know, I'm not a drone, damn it. I don't want to kill innocent families. So, now the guy, I'm assuming husband, is standing in the back room. He's pissed off. You know, that I can't believe I'm with this drunk bitch. She's ruining our good night out. That type of thing.
And I want to get married to her again.
I was thinking about it until now.
And he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that he's standing next to stupid who has to make an announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see that couple, everybody that walked out in the huff? Well, it's a special night.
It was going to be a special night.
There's no way you would have done that.
They just were a lovely couple, and he whispered to me, fuck you, we're never coming back. And then I told him, we don't want you back, assholes. All right, next month's show.
Things we say in our head but can't say on the
show. Oh, God.
So he's got his coat in hand. He's embarrassed. She staggers back.
Oh, no.
She wants to stay.
Oh, no.
Of course she does.
Of course she does.
No, because he's got this announcement coming up, and she's fine.
Oh,
even
no.
Even though nobody in the party that wants to hear it is there anymore. I'll tell the audience. They'll care. No, you lost everybody that could really give a shit.
That's really not going to be happy. No,
you've lost your
say.
Audience.
Doesn't get it.
Anybody that could really give a shit is gone.
It's like when you call the DJ and he's going to play your song and you stay in the car for 5 hours longer than you needed to because your song's coming on.
This is what you do when you apologize for being a drunken asshole the night before, then tell him you want to be married again.
Oops.
Yeah. So now, so he wants to go. He's pissed off. The show ends. I make the announcement from the stage. It's like, I'd like to acknowledge a very special couple. I give their names. They're both standing right by the door. Give their names. They've been together a very long time. And, you know, that's that. Everybody claps.
Yeah.
I didn't say, and the woman is batshit crazy, so the guy, now I understand why he was hanging out with his friends all the time. I didn't add my own little editorial comments.
Right.
I kept it nice and sweet.
That must have hurt. As a comic, you just want to sink your fangs and make
an
example.
I was having a bad day. I just wanted it all to end. I was
such
a bad day that without being on stage, I can't sink my fangs.
And you know, it's funny because sometimes you have the bad day, we're working it, and you have to deal with bullshit, and I'll have to calm myself. It's like, just do it. Get it over with. Get the fuck out.
Yeah,
and go
you
home
get older.
And eat cookies and watch the news.
Well,
and,
that's
and
what
just
it is.
Call it a fucking night.
You get old, you go, you know what? I'm not going to fight this. Let's just get to the next day.
You do. You're like, let's go. And
So I get off stage, go to the back. She comes up to me. She hugs me, gives me a few kisses on the cheek, and tells me she loves me. I've made a friend. And that is my most recent psychopath.
Oh, God.
I should play the Bitches Be Crazy theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed the boat on that,
Damn it, who's running this show?
I'm not the only one who has to do Bitches Be Crazy. That was a prime episode.
It was. I didn't think about it until just when I finished it.
Oh,
do you
want
to know something?
No, Joe.
Yeah.
We want to know nothing.
You know what I drive here for? I could stay home.
You have, and we've done it that way as well.
Yeah.
What?
I... you did your job, and it came out. That's a success. You handled a bad situation, and there was no incident. The club owner's happy. The restaurant owner's happy. The patron is happy. Everybody walked away, and you dodged a potentially bad situation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, me and the owner, we had a drink afterwards. Because after a night like
that. Because you both needed it.
Yeah, well, you know me, I don't usually, especially my venues, I don't usually drink. But I have a drink on me, I'm like, you know what, let's give me a screwdriver.
Yeah.
That way maybe I can aim better for that tree I want to drive into.
Yeah.
Well, and also that shows that he wasn't holding the audience member against you. No. But how many times has that happened to you?
Many times in my career.
But here's the deal, because she was happy.
Yeah.
Well, and also I called him in on it.
Yeah.
You know, he was right in there from not the beginning, but pretty much like he saw that she was batshit crazy.
And the funny thing is, as a performer on stage, if you go, well, you don't have that. You can't stop the show, folks. Can you just bear with me a sec? She's fucking nuts, and I gotta deal. Oh, I understand. You know, you had the luxury of not being on stage where you could sit there and talk to them and go, she's out of her goddamn mind.
And my host was going to handle it. My host was going to handle it. I'm like, you know what? Go home.
But you want to know. But you want to even the host. You know, your host was rude and blah blah blah. You know, if you tried to handle it, you're sitting there.
There was a part of me because I let her talk them for a while because I was just hoping it would go away because I just wasn't in the mood.
Yeah,
but it didn't. So I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll take the bolt.
Yeah. Well, you know, but all's well that ends well in this particular case.
And you know.
I can't believe that she battering rammed you.
No, I mean, because she seemed so normal up until that point. Her to do something outrageous and unpredictable, Pip?
Recently I went to see Mr. Helix's band play, and I was outside for a moment, and there was this woman came over to me, and she's saying how she is a hairdresser, and all of a sudden, without me asking her to, she's, you know how hairdressers, you see them assess somebody's hair, and they start pulling at the hair, pulling it up in the air? She started assessing my haircut without me asking her to. She goes, well, and she's talking about my hair coloring, and I'm like, you're in my hair. I don't even know your name.
Hey, she could have been a proctologist. Looks like you had a fissure there. What happened there?
I was going to be saying, that's pretty cool if you're a gynecologist, you start grabbing some kids. No, this is strictly professional. I'm assessing. I don't feel lumps. Well, maybe two. Huddle, huddle. Here, spread them. Lick your fingers and you go on in. No, no, ma'am. I'm doing this for you. It's on the house. You don't need Obamacare.
I'm looking at the Riley. You're up. I'm a pro.
Much tighter than you look, ma'am.
Trust me.
Anything with you, Joe?
Yeah, you were talking about like a hell gig. I was working.
Wait, do I need to get the music?
No, not really. No,
I don't need hell gig music.
No, because it was fun. Sometimes you prejudge a gig and you get surprised. I was working with Johnny Watson this weekend, and Johnny and I were going up to Schenectady, working up at the place up in Schenectady.
Playing all the big towns. Is that on the torch shirt?
Yeah. And we were wondering if we were getting a hotel room. And it turned out we were going to one hotel we thought was really fancy, and it's like, you know, we're not staying at this one. And then we wind up going to this other one, which is okay and stuff like that. Now, on the way up there, Johnny and I are sitting in the car. And
you guys rode up together?
Yeah, we rode up together. And
you drove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're running the scenario on how the gig would go. We're creating the club manager as this, like, mafiosa type guy. What's the matter? You guys want rooms? Well, you don't like driving in the snow? What's the matter with you guys, you know? Oh, you guys want food? What do you think? You guys come up here for a five-hour ride and there's a problem? You know, and then we're trying to find a place to park. What's the matter? You guys can't find a place to park? And, you know.
We envisioned a prick.
We envisioned an absolute prick.
Yeah.
And I go, John, maybe we should do this because we're prejudging. And we just couldn't stop. You know, oh, you guys want to get paid? What's some, you know.
Oh, you want some air?
Yeah. Oh, now you want a stage? Really? So we walk into this place assuming it's going to be an absolute hell gig. It was one of the nicest gigs we ever did. It's amazing. We had this owner in our mind, like this big mafia. Well, I don't know where this shit came from, but
both nuts.
We're both nuts.
And you're going to Schenectady.
Yeah, and he's like this. Oh, and he could care less. He was one of the nicest guys I've ever worked for in the business. And I've been doing this since I was 16, working in clubs and bars. He was the nice, treat us like royalty. Now, usually when he offers, he goes, what do you guys want on the menu? You can have anything on your menu. And I go, well, steak looks nice. Oh, you guys can have steak. Are you sure? Because steak,
really?
steak is taboo.
Yeah.
No, you eat steak all the time at my gigs.
Your gigs. But sometimes a lot of places, and you've seen the sign, comics can have everything but steak.
have a chicken wing. That's what you
what
get.
It says. Yeah. Comics can have everything
at City's.
Comics eat in the back.
Yeah.
Here's the comics bathroom.
Yeah.
And there's a lump of lettuce, and you'll like it.
It's Jim Crow for comics.
No, but at City Steam, you work up at City Steam in Hartford. I mean, it's a nice place to lovely people. There's a sign in the green room, comics can have everything but steak. Because
oh
apparently
God.
Sometime, as the rumor goes,
done that.
Some comic came in and had his whole family there, and everybody wanted steak. So there's like about $200 down the drain.
Oh, so that ruined it for everybody evermore.
Yeah. But we were like prejudging, but it turned out it was a really, really nice gig. Guy was a sweetheart, great crowd, good audience. So we get back to the hotel. We wake up the next morning. There's 7 inches of snow.
Wow.
And the guy at the hotel's out there with a shovel. You know, and I'm like,
oh, my God.
Where's the plow? The plow isn't here yet. Thank God I had four-wheel drive.
Wow.
To get out of there. So, excuse me. So it was a busy weekend. I get home. And then I have to go play with Race Odyssey.
Oh.
So we go play, and it was a place called Mr. Beery's, and it was a benefit for cystic fibrosis.
I know that
fibrosis.
Place.
Yeah. And we've done it for almost like 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I getting in there and bringing your stuff in, it's maddening, and I get to be a little bit of a prima donna.
You?
Yeah.
It is a terrible load-in, because don't you have to go through that pool room?
You have to go through there, and it's mobbed with people trying
but
to get in there and stuff.
But they have a kitty cat.
Yeah, oh, the cat wasn't there. So we get up on stage, and the set was really, really good. The band hasn't played together really as a unit for 2 months.
Yeah.
And we really had a great set. So after the set, Chris is there. Now, Chris, my guitar player, may be leaving. He might be just playing.
Breaking news. Where's Kurt Loder?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
He wants to play. He's in an original band, not a cover band, rather, and he doesn't know if he wants to do both. It's his decision. It's cool.
Oh,
but after we got done,
I know a singer and a guitarist if you need.
But he
I think
was,
you're familiar with his work.
Yeah. But, you know, he's thinking of leaving, and he has his reservation. So we had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, you guys going to have another one? Yeah, I'll have another one. So, and I was getting kind of a buzz. I had to work the brokerage that night. So I leave.
Go
know,
drink something. It sounds like you're blowing a boatload of sailors.
No, I got to get a candy. But
show me one a candy?
Yeah. But anyway, I go to do the gig at the brokerage.
Right.
And I got a nice buzz. And I've only worked buzz maybe twice, and I really didn't like working buzz.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to the club, and I get there at 7:30. It's 7 o'clock show.
Oh, no.
And I was supposed to MC.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
That's not like you at all.
I know. I totally didn't realize the time. So it was very cool with Brian. Brian and there's another guy. Again, it's a cavalcade show where it's not three comics.
Okay.
It's six to seven guys.
Oh,
so they
okay.
got another guy. So I went up and I went up and I did okay. You know, I had a good set, but I was so self-conscious because I had a buzz going.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, you know, I go, well, if Chris stays with us, then it was worth the buzz.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And then it was very busy, but it was a very fun weekend. But the thing is that Johnny and I prejudged so much that we were walking in, and it was like we thought it was, you know, we just made it into this hell gig. Turned out it was one of the really, it's a great gig, man. It really is.
But now, did you walk in with pusses on your face, like with an attitude, because you had built it up to
sort
be
of kind of, yeah.
Oh, that's wrong.
And I walked in and go, here we go. And it was a great play. The audience was great. Great, and the owner, the manager, could not have been one of the nicest guys I've ever dealt with.
See, you never know.
The Van Dyke Room up in Schenectady, really, really nice place. If you're up in that area, stop. And they got jazz bands and stuff to play.
Mm.
That's a really, really nice place.
All right, let's end it here.
Okay,
let's take our first short little break. We'll come back with some a trucker who gets lost. Could be Tom, maybe not, probably not. Maybe we'll talk about a Polish metal band. Well, maybe we'll do a little Drunks in the News. Let's take our first break of the evening. You are listening to Davin's Den.
Listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, Gone Rogue Radio, HawkRadio.net. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. On iHeartRadio, you will find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.